Hello and welcome back to TFE, a weekly news podcast in which we give our thoughts, feelings and emotions on the latest gaming, film, tech, streaming news and other random crap we feel like. I'm your host Dan and I'm joined with you as always by my co-host Danny.
Hello. In this week's episode we're going to talk mostly about Elon Musk.
I mean, you could sound a bit more happy about it.
Yeah, but there's also crypto news and I don't want to talk. Well, no, actually no, it's positive crypto news because it's all crashing. So that's actually made me quite happy. So yeah, we'll get into it.
Fair enough. Let's go into anything. Stream that movie news into my head. And we're going to talk about a trailer for John Wick Chapter 4.
Yeah, it's just more John Wick doing John Wick things and hitting people with guns and sticks and it's brutal.
Do you not think...
It gets more and more complicated.
Do you not think the John Wick chapters, like John Wick films are a bit like done now?
They're getting more and more complicated. Like, they just keep introducing the new big bad that's at the top. And like, I feel like if you had it at the... Because I feel like this movie was just a one and done.
Well, the first
one. Like, John Wick. Yeah, the John Wick first one. One and done. And then it did insanely well. And then they went, okay, we'll expand the lore a bit. And we'll continue the action, make it a bit more, add some more stuff. Expand the lore. And then they went, yeah, that'll do. And then we'll make a trilogy. And then they went, yep, we'll expand the lore a bit more. And then we've gone further and further away from the premise of the first movie, which was, guy's dog die, he go for revenge.
It's crazy, establishing
the entire assassin underground network that runs just so that he can be free of the thing that happened in the second movie. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid.
They're getting more and more complicated. But they're fun because they have cool action. And it's... Like, I've never been the biggest fan of them. I always think they're just fine, perfectly serviceable action movies. I know a lot of people love them. But yeah. I think they're good.
I think this trailer looks decent. A single John Wick film.
Yeah, I did think that with you. But... I just like the fact that the guy from Bullet Train and the other guy from Star Wars are in him, Donnie Yen, and I can't remember his name. His name is something. It was like Ken Watanabe or something. No, that's a different person. Hiroki Sanada. He's the dad of the guy whose son gets pushed off a building in Bullet Train.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, I know nothing about John Wick. I can't really comment on it, other than I think it's ridiculous. Yay! It's four films.
And the premise with the first one was dog get killed.
Yeah, more or less. But let's carry on with John Wick, as Lionsgate seems to be flirting with a mate. Did I actually say flirting?
It's like flirting with the idea.
Okay, that makes more sense. Lionsgate is...
No, just because... Okay, let's not go, they're flirting with John Wick.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what?
Because flirting can mean other things. It can mean flirting around with the idea of making something. Like, just the back and forth little spice of life that flirting is. It's not just get down and dirty with a fictional character.
It just said to me, Lionsgate flirting with Major John Wick. It just sounded like...
Video game.
Yeah, but it just looked a bit weird, right? Okay, Lionsgate is thinking
AAA John Wick game. Probably in the style of The Hitman.
I wonder if it'd still be his dead dog.
Well, that's the thing, because they'd have to do cat. John Wick. Maybe it's like early days John Wick. Like him working his way up through the assassin, being the Baba Yaga and all of that. I know you have no idea what any of that means.
No, I somewhat know Baba Yaga. I mean, not so much in the John Wick franchise, but I know what it means. Like the name.
Yeah, it's
as an enemy person.
Well, yeah.
It's a witch.
Yeah, that's not what it is in the John Wick franchise.
Baba Yaga.
Yes. But yeah, I think they just have to do... Because they have like a stealth game sort of thing. That's John Wick. John Wick's Hex. That's pretty good, I've heard. But I think they want to make like a full-blown, like, I guess Uncharted, big-budget, triple-A John Wick game. Because it's a profitable franchise. As we know, they're four movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you play a John Wick game even if it didn't get you into the world?
No chance.
But what if it was good? Would you give it a chance? What if it came into the PlayStation Plus?
Okay, if I had PS Plus, maybe.
Game Pass?
No, I don't have Game Pass. But I only have it occasionally. When I feel like it.
When you get it for free, because they give it to you for free for having other services.
Or I'm fed up of sort of other multiplayer games, and I want to play multiplayer games with my other mates on Xbox.
Mm.
So that's the point I do it. And then I sort of have it for a month, and then, all right, cool, I play these games now. Let's move on to something else. Let's go back to what we were doing originally.
Mm. But yeah, no, I think a John Wick game would be interesting.
Maybe, maybe. And going from a film to a game, how about a game to a film? Or a game to a TV show?
Both.
Or both. Because Netflix is adapting Gears of War for feature film animated series. That really confused me how it said film and series in the same title. Because at that point, I had no idea what to do. These titles have really thrown me off, you know. These
that
two.
That just seems to be a case every time we read a title because you don't make it so that you know what the fuck you're saying when you do it.
No, it's meant but like, to have that's a weird title. Can we not agree?
Well, I can interpret it. Netflix adapting Gears of War for feature film and animated series. It should have an and, but it doesn't have an and.
This says feature film animated series. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, feature film, comma, animated series.
Yeah, but to me that implies it's a film. It's an animated series of films.
No, no, no. That's just you being weird and not understanding Hollywood. Now, this is, I think, a live-action feature film on Netflix, and an animated series for Netflix of Gears of War. Now, Netflix movies, do they instill you with confidence?
No, no chance. I don't think... We just did a review on a Netflix movie, Another Homes 2. You should go check it out. But yeah. I don't think any Netflix film has been great.
No. They've been entertaining, but they're not like...
They're not rewatchable.
You watch them once, you go, oh, that was a fun 2 hours, 40 minutes or whatever the fuck, because they always seem to be really long. And then you go, maybe I'll watch it once in a year or so, once the sequel comes out, and I've already forgotten more what already happened in the first one, so I need to catch up on the first one to remember what happened in for the new one. But Dan, video game animated series, what's on Netflix that is a good Netflix animated series?
There's Arcane, you've got Inside Job, you like Castlevania.
Mm-hmm.
There's other examples of different shows people like.
Cyberpunk. Cuphead.
Was BoJack Horseman Netflix, or was that just Netflix in the UK?
No, that was Netflix.
BoJack Horseman, then?
Yeah. So, we could have a really mediocre film, but a pretty decent... Oh, Dragon's Blood, Dota, all of that.
Yeah, Netflix seems to be very good at making animated series.
Well, they just give studios a budget and don't touch them.
Mm.
And then they're just allowed to make the stuff. Whereas they're films that were made by an algorithm.
I also imagine the budget is less on...
Oh, yeah, drastically. But yeah, it's still not... I think we've covered it before. It's still not going to stop Netflix from cutting the animation budget. Even though they have a... Well, the thing is, if Netflix was smart, they would scoop up all of the fucking animation studios and all of the animated stuff that Warner Brothers fucked off.
Yeah, they should do that, really.
Because imagine all of that shit just getting scooped up and put on Netflix.
They should have tried to acquire, like, Cartoon Network or something.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know anything really about Gears of War because I've never been an Xbox person, so I know it's a staple of their franchise. However, I may or may not be getting an Xbox.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why is
Mainly
this?
Because there are two video games that I want to play. One is the sequel to Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice, which is an Xbox exclusive, and I want to play that. And I don't know when that comes out. And two, A Plague's Tale Requiem is out, but it's free on Xbox Game Pass, and it's 50 quid on PlayStation, and I am poor. And my EE contract allows you to add a console to your thing for monthly payments with 2 years of Xbox Game Pass. So I was just like, well, fuck it. I'll just add a console to my thing, the shitty little Xbox Series S. And I'll just add that, and eventually, like, I'll be able to play A Plague's Tale Requiem and a Hellblade and any other Xbox things for 2 years, and then if I don't really care after that, I'll just not pay for Xbox Game Pass and have a console that I don't use.
Let's move on
to Weaver.
Really?
Weaver.
Weaver? Weaver, last controller of the newser. And thank you. Thank you for your round of applause. It means everything to me. EA had decided to cancel the Project Cars series.
Yep.
Did you ever play it?
I think I was intending to when the first one came out, and then I never did because I heard they were kind of like, oh yeah, they're just perfectly okay. But it was EA, so they charged like a fortune for them.
As EA do, everything hidden behind microtransactions and everything, right?
Yeah. I think those, yeah. I mean, it's just EA doing EA stuff where they just cancel things because it's EA. I mean, ultimately, there are too many racing games. So. But yeah, it sucks that one of them's going.
It does, yeah. But what can you do?
It's one less game to have on that EA Pass thing.
See, here's the thing with racing games, right? To a point, they're all very similar.
Yeah, but it's just branding and loyalty.
Yeah, that's true.
It's which one you pump all your money into. Or which console do you have? Because you've got Turismo on PlayStation and Forza on Xbox.
And you've got F1 on both.
Yeah.
But F1's a bit of a controversial one.
And then it's how much do you want to spend on all your racing wheels and your racing sims and...
It amazes me how many people actually spend money on racing simulators.
Yeah.
It's like a genuine hobby.
Just buy a car and drive it.
It's about the same price, to be honest. I think you could buy a car cheaper than you could buy a simulator.
If you buy like a shit... Like, I would love to, if I could, buy a shitty car for like... couple hundred quid and just go dirt rallying with them. Like, just do those shitty dirt rallies where you just like, it's purposely, the car is just designed to be broken at the end of it,
and it will still be cheaper than a simulator.
Yeah, or probably a steering wheel if you could buy like a really rusty banged up car, just drive around a dirt track for out like a couple hours just doing like donuts and things.
Don't forget, you've also got to do tax and insure that car, so that does
or you don't. And then it's...
Don't do that, anyone listening. Please do tax and insure your cars. Don't listen to this idiot.
But if you're planning on breaking it, why would you insure it?
Because it needs to be legally.
Yeah, but what you're doing is like illegally.
Unless you tow it.
Yeah. I'm not going to drive it there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I thought you might drive it there. So yeah, if you don't drive it there, you just...
No, I'm not going to drive it there. I'll just tow it to a private property and then dirt rally it around.
I declare a sawn then. Then you have no road tax, no insurance, £100 a time. Not bad.
And then you drive it off a cliff.
With yourself in it.
And then land on a garbage pile.
Did that happen recently, or have you just made that up?
No, it's the Bonnie and... no, it's the Thelma and Louise thing from... I guess history. I don't know if it's a movie tied to real life, but
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I think it is. And they drove off a cliff rather than get caught by the cops. But there's a Simpsons parody where Marge is one of them, and then there's another lady, and they drive off the cliff edge, and they land on a garbage pile, so they're still alive. So it was a shit reference to that.
Fair enough. Remedy Entertainment signs a co-development and co-publishing agreement with 505 Games for Control 2.
Have you played Control? I can't remember.
No, of course not. Don't be stupid. You think I do anything for this podcast?
I don't know. It seemed like a game you would enjoy.
Probably.
Like, I want to play.
I don't.
Like, I know it was on PlayStation, like their Plus thing.
I don't seem to be playing many games at the minute. I went for a phase of just constantly playing games, and now I've gone to the phase of, nope, no games.
Hmm. I'm doing that at the moment, but that's mainly because I'm waiting to go back to streaming. But I've not had time, because every time I think I have time, something always comes up. And I'm like, ugh. But I'll probably start properly next year when I actually have like a schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you probably should have a schedule, yes.
But yeah, I think I wanted to play the first one, and I think maybe a second one would be good. Because they were like graphically very interesting. Mechanics-wise as well, just throwing shit at people, that seemed fun.
Ah, yes. What makes a good game for you? If I can throw something at my teammates, that is...
It's a single-player game, Dan.
Well, isn't that lonely?
I'm throwing them at robots. I'm throwing them at AI.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, what's an enjoyable game if I can throw an object at an inanimate object? Fantastic.
Hey, that's the whole premise of Portal.
Yeah, it's true, to be fair. It's true.
Yeah, so don't give me shit, mate.
No, the premise of Portal is completing puzzles, not just throwing something
at
something.
Yeah, by throwing portals at a wall and then throwing shit at...
That's a mechanic, not a purpose.
Yeah, that's the mechanic of fucking Control, is to throw shit at people.
No, you just said you enjoy throwing stuff at people, right? That doesn't...
Yeah, that's the mechanic of the game. Half-Life is also the same mechanic. It's just picking shit up and throwing at people. Dodgeball is the exact same premise. Pick up an item and throw it at someone. Throughout history, Dan, people have picked up items. Snowball fights is pick up an item and throw it at someone. Don't give me shit for enjoying picking up something and throwing it at someone. My entire school had a thing where we picked up pine cones and pelted them at each other at lunch. And it was the most entertaining shit until someone got whacked in the eye and it nearly blinded them. And then they kind of tried to ban it, and everyone was just like, no.
I think we should move on and talk about the European Commission responds after the Microsoft.
Dan, these are very simple words.
It's tired, I'm late. All right. European Commission responds after Microsoft Activision comments from staffer received backlash. I still think that's right, is it?
Yes. Basically, someone who was head, Mr. Cardoso basically tweeted out, "The commission is working to ensure that you will be able to play Call of Duty on other consoles, brackets, including my PlayStation, close brackets. Also on our to-do list, update stock pictures. These games have wired controllers, whereas Xbox and PlayStation have wireless ones since about 2006. So they were. There's a nice photo of some people playing video games with wired controllers, and he was just like, "Yeah, we're gonna comment." But people got very annoyed because he put, "Okay, thank you, Google." Stop. Because the guy put including my PlayStation, and people thought, "Ah, oh, insider trading," because this guy's got a PlayStation. That's why he doesn't want Xbox having Microsoft owning Call of Duty and Activision and stuff like that. So
what?
Yeah, it's a stupid phrasing. I don't know why they included it, but yeah. But Microsoft's already claimed that again, I've said this many times. Of course, Microsoft is going to keep it on PlayStation. They take 70% of any cut that's made on PlayStation. That's why they're going to keep it on PlayStation. It makes no logical sense for them to take it off. The issue with it is more that you're taking the biggest gaming company and then consolidating it into another company and then making it free on Xbox Game Pass whilst then charging £50 on another platform. So,
no one never learned.
Unless even this doesn't help, because I think I was trying to work it out, and I think if Microsoft even went to Sony and said, "Yeah, look, we'll make Call of Duty free to play so anyone can play it," Microsoft still gets 70% of all the transactions for skins and stuff and DLCs and all that. So there's no world where Microsoft will take it off PlayStation, because they'll make more money off of PlayStation if PlayStation still retains its dominance in the market. That's why they're doing it. That's the tricky thing that people forget. But yeah, anyway, that's just a little fun thing for Microsoft fans to go, yeah.
Yeah, I know how much
insider trading.
You love this topic so much.
Look, I'm changing sides. I'm getting an Xbox.
No, you're not. So, you're not changing sides.
No, I am. I'm not going to change. You know,
There's no way in hell's chance are you changing your opinion on this matter.
No, because it's nothing to do with the Xbox versus PlayStation. I'd be pissed if Sony was buying Activision. I don't think either company should own it.
It's too big. It's too big a property.
No. It's also the fact that no sole company should have the biggest third-party title then just suddenly become a first-party exclusive. I don't particularly love exclusives, but the exclusives that Sony have never been on other platforms, really. They're mostly in-house ones that they've built up themselves. They haven't gone and bought... They've done timed exclusives, yeah. But so has Microsoft. There was a whole period where...
I think timed exclusives is fine.
Well, there was the whole thing with the fucking second Tomb Raider game where it was out. It was a timed exclusive for a year on Xbox. And then they timed it so that it came out alongside Fallout 4. And it fucking tanked for the fucking Xbox one because people were playing Fallout 4. And yeah. I had to wait a fucking year to play Tomb Raider, a franchise that I actually really enjoyed. I can be pissed about it, but I was just like, well, that's just how businesses work. If Microsoft wanted to, they could use that $86 billion and just make it so that Xbox had Call of Duty for a billion years as an exclusive content like Sony does. Just because Microsoft's it's too much effort, we'll just buy the company and then we can take 70% of Sony's profits rather than spending money and actually incentivizing. What's this? This is the thing. Everyone's like, oh yeah, this will help competition. How? Because they're going to fire a bunch of people. Even if some of those people are bad, they're still going to fire a fuck ton of people.
Listen, all right.
They're going
to... We've covered this.
Shut up. I know, but it keeps coming up. So I got to cover...
TBO on this. If you want to hear about Danny's rant about this, the arguments haven't changed. Go check that out.
There have been some new additions, but I need to do an update on it.
We'll do a part
speaking of updates, a new rumor suggests the PS5 Slim is releasing in 2023. However, this has kind of been rebutted...
Yeah, I was going to say, there seems to be a rumor every year, the PS5. I'm pretty sure, I don't know, when did PS5 come out? 2020?
2 years ago. Literally 2 years ago today. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think there's a rumor of it coming out in 21, 22, and 23.
Well, I think this one would make the most sense because the PS4 Pro came out 3 years after the original PS4. And that tends to be the life cycle of the next gen. Well, not the next gen, but the mid-cycle tune-ups and everything to make it all cheaper and everything. And I think this isn't going to be a slim. This is, you know how we reported on there was going to be a discless, like attachable disc version of the PlayStation that was rumored?
Yeah.
I think what's happened is that got recycled back into the news, but under the pretense that it was going to be a PS5 Slim.
Right.
Because it's I think the articles and stuff are talking about the discless PlayStation 5 that's going to be slightly smaller, stuff like that, but come with an attachable disc drive for if you want to play disc games. So I think it's just that got recycled again, but under the pretense that it's going to be a PS5 Slim. And I'm not doubting there will be a PS5 Slim at some stage, because they'll just make it so that it's cheaper to produce, basically. That's why they always do it, because the parts will be easier to obtain, less material, all of that. They'll have figured out the heating issues and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't doubt there will be a PlayStation 5 Slim, but I just think this one currently is just the old rumor of the discless disc attachment PS5.
Can the PS5 actually fulfill demand yet?
I did recently get an email again from Sony saying, look, we've got more in stock if you want to buy one.
I think they've now solved the disc ones.
Mm.
At least I can definitely seem to see more disc ones than discless ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I was surprised because when I was doing the Xbox thing, they were doing it for PS5s for EE as well, where you can add a PS5 to your thing. And I went, oh yeah, I'll just see how much that would be. And then it went out of stock. And I was like, ah.
No, do you know what? On game, you can get it.
Nice.
However, you can only get the bundles.
God of War, yeah.
Well, you can get, for the discless, you can get either Horizon or FIFA 23.
Yeah, I've seen a COD Call of Duty one, so.
Yeah, but yeah, it doesn't seem you can actually buy the console by itself. I think the console is out of stock always.
But speaking of collector's editions and, like, bundles of games, some God of War Ragnarok collector's editions are missing the game.
So what you're telling me is you spend a lot of money on a lot of useless crap, and the only thing that is useful or the thing you want to buy isn't there.
Well, yeah, but if you consider it the same way that... What was the game we spoke about where it was just the disc? I think it was COD, wasn't it? Was that if you bought the disc version, the game was like 72 megabytes and you had to download it from the console itself. So I imagine what it was probably like is, oh, there's probably a code or something, but it's missing. Or you bought the disc and they didn't put the disc, but it was going to be a download anyway, so you probably ended up with just a code.
Which makes sense. I know that Sony would never do it. Or
I don't think this was intentional. I'm sure this was just the arm didn't grab the little discs and put it in the box.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so I've just thought of something that I would love for Sony and Xbox to do, but I know they never will, which is to temporarily gift your game to someone else. Similar to how you used to be able to like gift your discs to a friend to try for it.
Well, I didn't steal. I have claimed Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2.
You've claimed
The person... Well, yeah, because you just need the person's account and then to enable sharing on their profile.
Yeah, That's true.
You can play the game on your profile. So I've just done that. So I have Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2 if I want it.
And you'll never play it.
I played it yesterday.
Did you enjoy it?
It's fine.
Did you enjoy Spec Ops? Is Spec Ops even there?
No. I don't know. I was just playing... I played Team Deathmatch, Ground War Team Deathmatch, and then my friend came around, and he played for most of that on my account. So, because I was like, here, you like this game. Play it with the person we're in the party with and deal with it.
Oh, yeah. Warzone 2 comes out like really very, very soon, doesn't it?
I guess this Wednesday.
Yeah, it's November 16th. Comes out.
Yeah, so Wednesday.
I might have to get it, you know? Might have to try it out.
Well, it's free, and I'm sure a lot of people I know will want to play it, and I will just be like, nope. I don't even like playing COD, so there are other games I want to be playing. Also, now that I have an Xbox, I can just have no friends on there, and I can do whatever the fuck I want on it without people trying to pester me to play games with them. So maybe I will become an Xbox Game Boy player.
That's fair enough.
Oh, I just realized all of the DLCs aren't on Xbox Game Pass for Destiny, are they?
No, not anymore.
Ah, damn. I was hoping to be able to just pick it up on Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It stopped last December, I believe.
Let's move on to our news segment, because there's just been so much news regarding him.
Regarding him, yes. Danny has made a new section called Everyone Loves the Oblivious Numbskull, also known as
Evil. Obvious. It's not oblivious.
Well, maybe he is oblivious.
Well, he is oblivious to how dumb he is, but yeah.
I would say he's oblivious, would you not?
Well, he's certainly very aggressive with his tactics. I'll give him that. But yeah, so if you don't somehow know the biggest news story in tech the world ever, at least recently, Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion and is now in huge debts to a lot of banks and stuff to pay back massive loans that for a company that has never really made a profit. And he is now trying to turn around that company to make a profit by just throwing every institution law and everything that they had out the window, and then trying to just throw every idea that he ever came up with at the wall and see what sticks and hope that it works. And as an advertiser, Dan, what would you do on that situation? Would you just pause your ads just to see what's happening?
Probably,
see what the crazy man running Twitter is doing? Because he's basically fired most of his staff about this content moderation.
Let's just see where this goes. I don't think I want to invest more money in this.
Yeah, so I think the two biggest ad broker, like advertising agency, like consultants for like major brands like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, McDonald's, and whatnot, basically paused. Like one of them basically paused the week that Elon Musk bought Twitter. And basically went, hey, look, Elon, we're not, because Elon Musk tweeted that advertisers were pulling all their ads because they hated free speech. It is Twitter's right to force you to watch ads so that you pay them money.
Yep.
Free speech, baby. That's what free speech is. It's nothing to do with there was rampant racism and sexism and porn and all of that just dumping on Twitter because there was no content moderation and advertisers don't want their family-friendly brands to be put next to horrible, horrible things. Or people being able to obviously impersonate their accounts and scam people out of money, say horrible things about the company, all of that lovely stuff. Nah, that's fine. That's not why brands are pausing. But yeah, so Elon Musk, basically who was one of like the heads of these companies, basically tweeted at Elon, no, Elon, we're not doing it because activism groups are trying, like from the left, are trying to suppress us. We're basically doing it because you've fired most of your content moderation stuff. And we're just waiting to see, because you're trying to claim that you're advertiser friendly, but all the actions that you're doing aren't advertiser friendly because you got rid of all the content moderation to help secure. So we're just pausing just to make sure, just to see what you're going to do about ensuring like the brand safety of our companies and all of these things. And Elon Musk just blocked the guy. Just blocked him on Twitter because he made a valid point about, hey, look, Elon, just slow down. Prove to us that you're going to be stable. This website saw a massive intake of the N-word. Maybe just show investors why we should be doing it rather than just charging people and throwing ads and all of this stuff. And then you just blocked him. Also, in regards to the firing of a bunch of Twitter staff, apparently, one, they're getting sued by those employees because I think California law, you must, if you're doing mass layoffs, you have to give at least 6 months notice. That didn't happen. Like businesses, scummy as it is, tend to not do mass layoffs because they just kind of fire a bunch of people here, fire a bunch of people next couple months later so that they don't have to deal with those laws because they don't give 6 months and they can just skirt past them. They just fire a bunch, but little pieces. Whereas Elon, 75% of all of his staff. So those people are basically going to, like, there's a lawsuit against him over that. And then Twitter has now asked some of those fired workers to come back because they've realized that their jobs were important and they claimed that it was an error in a spreadsheet. Basically, oh, we didn't mean to fire you. It was an accident. Come back because we've realized how...
I've given up.
Yeah. Also, he fired a bunch of the main executives at the top of the position. And the remaining ones, like a couple of the remaining ones who were deemed so important that they needed to stay there, three of them have left by own choice because they've just watched Twitter become a dumpster fire and they're like, nope, I'm out. I don't want to deal with this. And then Elon Musk's just been pleading with advertisers to stay on his website. And every time someone doesn't like his blue check mark idea, he goes, well, I got your £8. Or $8 or whatever the fuck it is. He's also done... what else? He's done... with regards to the check mark. So you know how the verification thing was just to prove that it was an account owned by a corporation or by a person. So you knew it was the real person.
Yeah.
And now you can pay $8 to get that check mark and impersonate anyone you want. So Twitter's grand idea was to then make another verification mark to prove that you are verified as the person that you are. So, verification. Which they then cancelled, brought back, cancelled, brought back, cancelled. So it was very inconsistent. And now they've put their whole Twitter blue on pause because so many people were impersonating people and claiming to be brands, people. So many people changed their name to Elon Musk.
Which is clearly obvious things were going to happen, right? Everyone knew this.
Do you know Doja Cat?
Yeah.
Basically, the funniest thing she did was she basically had her... She changed her name to Christmas, like her profile name to Christmas. And because the verification thing forced you not to be able to change your name, she tweeted at Elon Musk, like, fuck you, Elon Musk. Why? I don't want to be Christmas forever. Make it so I can change my profile name. Elon Musk tweeted back at her going, okay, we fixed it so you can now change your name. And then tweeted back at him with the profile name Elon Musk. Thanks. And so she just has Elon Musk. And then, he banned any accounts that were doing parody of his name. And you had to specifically state parody in your title. So people were just doing that and still getting banned. So Elon Musk's freedom of speech platform that he loves so much became the most restrictive website on the internet. What else happened? There's been so much. He's paused the Twitter blue thing because of just how shit it's been. And they're reworking it. Two major companies lost billions of dollars because of people impersonating their accounts. So there was one company, which made insulin, which was Eli and something or other. I can't remember the fucking name of the company. I can find it quickly. But someone tweeted out, because insulin has become very expensive, even though the cost of production is not. Eli and Lilly, which made insulin. So... The account that had a verified check mark basically tweeted out, we are excited to announce insulin is free now. And that company lost $15 billion worth of revenue because of that one singular tweet. And then there was a, weapons manufacturer called Lockheed Martin, and they basically sell weapons and stuff. So they basically tweeted out, the fake account tweeted out, we will begin halting all weapon sales to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States until further investigation into the record of human rights abuses. And that company's stock went down. They lost about $5 billion worth.
What has Twitter done? Like, Elon Musk.
Basically, a Nestle account tweeted out, we steal your water and sell it back to you, lol. American girl Felicity owns slaves. Rudy Giuliani fake Twitter account. I stand with Kanye West because George Soros once pushed me down in the street and I was stuck on my back like a turtle for several minutes. The official Nintendo of America quotation marks official just tweeted out a picture with Mario holding up the middle finger and saying fuck you Luigi. George W. Bush tweeted out, I miss killing Iraqis. And then Tony Blair tweeted back, same here, bro, or something along the lines. So, yeah, it's just Pepsi tweeted out, Coke is better.
I like that one. That was good.
And then there's the official Tesla one, which was another lovely account. We will be offering 10,000 vehicles to support the Ukrainian military. Our cars are the most advanced explosive devices on the market. Tesla support is here for you. If you have any issues, we will be sure not to fix it and force you to sign an NDA. Other ones. Honestly, the 53% drop in stock price doesn't faze us. If there's anyone who knows about crashing, it's us. Stuff like that. Just breaking a Tesla second Tesla has hit the World Trade Center. Just countless accounts of parody and fucking destruction caused by a man who thought the verification check mark was a clout thing.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. He's absolutely.
Oh yeah, he
idiot.
Also threatened to publicly shame any. Like he basically retweeted a person who was basically like Elon Musk should publicly name and shame all the brands that are refusing to work with Twitter. Something brands love is when they're forced publicly by a billionaire to agree with him just because he's a bit mad at them. So yeah, it's been a good 2 weeks for Twitter, eh?
Yeah, it has. That's a lot of information you've just given there, and I think I might just call it a night and go to bed. But we've got another session to do, right?
Yes, yeah. It's only one thing.
And science shenanigans, and yeah, as you said, only covering one thing, which is Amazon is the first company ever to lose $1 trillion in value.
Yeah, this is just because inflation, and Microsoft has also lost a lot of money. But yeah, this is just because inflation has drastically peaked and all of this. It earned the distinction when its market cap dipped to $879 billion on Wednesday, down from its peak of $1.88 trillion in July 2021. Microsoft market value peaked at around $2.5 trillion and is sat around $1.84 trillion as of market cap close. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, reached just over $1 trillion in value in August 2021 and sat under $300 billion as of market close Friday. So, yeah, all these companies are finally seeing big hits to their value.
Yay, socialism. Clearly the way forward.
Yeah.
Because this won't damage anything, these companies losing that much value.
Nope. Big institutions that we need to bail out because people depend on them pretty fucking badly. Also, one more thing for the Twitter thing. Yeah, most of the layoffs were foreign countries, so that had very few people to begin with, and people are worried that because there's less content moderation in those countries, more so now, that because similar to the fact that Facebook didn't bother content moderating certain small countries, there were massive they caused basically a genocide happened because people were just pushing a mass extinction of a certain group of people on the platform, and Facebook was just doing fuck all about it. So people were like, oh, Twitter's gonna just maybe have that happen again, or massive racial disputes and anti-Semitism and all that bollocks. And
I'm just wondering, why did Elon Musk buy this? What did he think was gonna happen?
He did it for a meme, then he didn't think financially, and then he looked financially, but it was too late and he was stuck in it, and now he's paying the price for trying to be cool, which he's never been.
Oblivious, one might say.
Mm.
And finally, well, not finally, but finally in the news, crypto crashes. Why is crypto tanking? The FTX Binance drama explained.
Yes. Basically, a lot of complicated bullshit. But essentially, your money didn't exist because it was basically a pay into its own ecosystem situation, using other people's money to fund its own money. And then
one might call it a Ponzi scheme.
Potentially. I don't think it's 100% a Ponzi scheme. I briefly looked into this, mainly because...
Isn't all crypto a Ponzi scheme?
Yes, it's all just a big scam. It's never been... It's people forget that the reason there are rules is because most rules are built on the blood and sweat and deaths of a lot of people. Because... Hey, look, why do we have content moderation? Because of all of the shit that happened before, we didn't have content moderation. Yeah. All of these legal lawsuits. Also, the funniest thing is, I think America is trying to change the law that protects companies from being, avoid having to take on the lawsuits of individuals on their platform, like Facebook and Twitter. So if they change that law, Elon Musk becomes suable by every single company and every single thing for having those people on his platform if they fuck up their company. So rather than being able to sue the individual, not the company. So Elon Musk will become responsible for every single parody account that fucked over companies if they change that law.
Wait, so that means, in theory, Elon Musk could probably lose a lot of his money?
Yes. That's why, because they basically did it so that companies don't lose all that money because they don't have to constantly fight legal battles over the content people are posting on their platform because they have no way of 100% controlling what people do. Mm. It gives the company the freedom to have people on it and they can have content moderation and they got to try and thing it. But if people do slip through, it's the person who posts it, not the company that hosts it, is responsible.
Whereas yeah, that there's current sense.
It's a decent law. However, there are certain politicians and stuff in America that want to change that law. And if they do change that law, the companies that host the sites, so like YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, all become liable for the content people post, which will then cause mass crackdowns of the content that's posted on those platforms.
Which will mean those content platforms would probably drop off.
Because you'd get very strict rules and it'd be just content for very family-friendly shit, which not everyone wants. And you'd lose a mass chunk of your audience.
Yeah, but the moderate people in the US want that.
Yeah, it's also pushed by, like, I think Christian agenda, like, keep it sanitized, keep it clean, don't have anything rude on your platform. Like, it's good that companies can be sued, because it does, but, like, yeah. But, yeah, back to the Binance, the FTX, basically. Binance was going to try and... Basically, a rumor spread that FTX's financial, like, thing, you couldn't get your money out.
Right.
So, it was basically their bookings were a bit shady, and so people panicked. And because everyone's an idiot and they just sell their stock. And then that causes the looping. And because they lost a bunch of money, Binance went, ooh, let's try and buy this company. So, because we're a competitor and we're just going to scoop them up and bring them into us so we have more control of the crypto market. Looked at it, went, ooh, this is very unstable.
Yeah.
And so they backed out of trying to buy it. And then that caused it to fail even more. And yeah, all of the crypto has basically crashed to basically where it was 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Is that bad?
Yeah. So at the beginning of the pandemic, like before people were in a pandemic and basically had nothing to do and were just looking for a quick, easy way to get money. Yeah, it's gone back down. So Bitcoin is about 16,352.
Mm.
At its peak, it was like $50,000.
That's crazy, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So they've all... And like every single crypto has basically crashed again dramatically. One person lost $16 billion in a day because of this.
I did put a little bit of money in crypto, right? But that's just because
it was the hip, happy thing to do.
No, I did it over long term. I wasn't going to do it over short term thing. I was thinking, look, I'll put a little bit of money in there. Maybe it'll go up a lot in the next 10 years. Maybe it won't, but it wasn't a lot. I put like £300 in or something.
Yeah, but the reason this is different between traditional stocks, like that you should invest in, is that this is all unregulated and there's no safety nets for people doing this.
Well, that is true, but the point is, like, my £300 risk was like, it might
yeah,
be worth
for
a lot
you,
money.
But you're not playing with billions and billions
no,
of dollars.
No, I'm not. I put a little bit of money in there and thought, we'll see what happens, right? In the future, maybe it'd be worth a hell of a lot of money because crypto is king for some reason, or maybe it would be worth nothing. Either way, it's not that much money long term.
But yeah, that's the logic that
I know people have put like tens of thousands in there.
I know, and that
I'm
logic.
Like, you're an idiot. Why have you done that?
Yeah, because it's the get rich quick scheme mindset, which never works because most of the time it's a scam. But yeah, the crypto world was shaken by this. Like I said, this dude, there was a guy whose business, SBF Net Worth, tanked by 94%. So it went from 16 billion to below 1 billion in a day. And he probably won't be able to financially recover from that.
Not anytime soon anyway.
But yeah, it's very complicated if you're looking into... get into it. It's a lot of economic nonsense that people love to shout is the future, but hey, look, we had laws in place so that they, like, the stock exchange can be bailed out by the government. If this crashes, it's not bailed out by anyone. Like, that's why banks and institutions, like, if a bank fails, your money is secured by a government subsidiary. So, like, you can get your money even if a bank fails. Like, with crypto, if the fucking crypto market crashes and fails, there's nothing securing your money. Because it's not financed by the government. Because they want to be independent. You're basically at the whim of the company that owns it to stay alive. But yeah, this has been Crypto is Bad. Don't invest in it ever. Let it die.
I mean, I just left this to you because you're way more passionate about this than I am. Twitter and crypto.
Oh, yeah, I know. I figured this would be just mostly me talking.
Yeah, and I'm recovering mentally from past experience.
All of that Twitter news.
Yeah, Twitter news, yeah, that's the reason I'm recovering.
Yes. Can anyway, we say what you did?
No, we can't say what I did, just in case.
Oh, come on.
No. Ugh.
You're not going
to... You never know. You never know. Let's go on into...
Hello, if you're listening.
I mean, there's a hint for everyone. That's a hint.
Dan killed someone.
How would they be listening if they died?
From up in heaven. Or hell, depends on what the person was.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, to be fair. Let's go on into recommend, do, recommend, don't.
I don't have anything to recommend. Oh, no, I do. Black Panther. Watch it. It's good. I don't recommend. Basically, it's just a podcasting app. Podcast Addict. It's a perfectly fine app. However, Dan, do you know about autoplay features?
What do you mean by autoplay?
So if you just listen to one thing, it just autoplays the next thing in the sequence, yeah?
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
How complicated do you think an autoplay feature to get it to work should be?
I feel like it should just work.
So you just hit one button that says autoplay and it should just work.
I would agree, yes, it should just work.
How about, Dan, about 10 steps with no clear indication that each step that you take will make it work?
I would say that's a bad design.
Yeah. Basically, I tried to get an autoplay feature to work on this fucking podcast app because I needed it. And I spent about 40 minutes trying to figure out their settings, trying to make an autoplay by just brute forcing, pressing a button, seeing if that changed it, pressing another button to see if that changed it, and I finally made it work. But yeah, you needed about a billion things to get it to work. You basically had to go. Yeah, it was very annoying.
And for my side, I don't know what I've done last week.
But I know what you've done this week, you murderer.
I've not murdered anyone, just for the record.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We'll say that. We'll say you didn't murder anyone. Yeah.
What do you mean we'll say I didn't?
Didn't you?
What? Why would I have done that?
Dan, you're a very murderous type of person.
That's not true. That's just not true.
That's something a murderer would say. I'm not a murderer.
That's also something not a murderer would say.
No, I'd admit to killing someone.
What?
Because you know I'm not that type of person.
I think we should end it there. Like I said, I don't know what I've done this past week. I'm watching Enola Holmes, but I think you should go check out our podcast episode on it.
Yes, and check out next week's Black Panther Wakanda Forever review.
Oh dear, I do need to go watch that as well.
Don't sound so depressed about it, Dan.
I'm busy.
It's a lovely touching tribute to Chadwick Boseman.
Yes, it is.
Dressed up in a comic book outfit.
Right, see you later, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.
Oh, no.